This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1742. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, short, medium, and long wave. On this edition, recorded October 9th, Australia, Belarus, Brazil, Chile, Cyprus, Turkish, Ecuador, Europe, Germany, Greece, Hong Kong, Iceland, India, Ireland, Japan, Korea North, Malaysia, Mexico, Morocco, North America, Oklahoma, Romania, Solomon Islands, South Carolina, Spain, Taiwan, USA, Yemen, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Since daylight shifting time has just started in Australia, and since Radio Australia is more and more just a relay of domestic ABC networks, that means there have been lots of time shifts in the programming. Not just moving everything 1 hour earlier, but some totally different scheduling, it seems. The TV news relay, which had been at 12 to 13 UT, has now shifted to 11 to 12 UT, as I heard it on Wednesday, October 8th. However, looking at their online program schedule, strangely enough, that is shown only on Tuesdays and Fridays, which hardly makes sense for a major news program. Late Night Live, the excellent talk show, is, however, back on the weekday schedule at 12 to 13 UT. But there is no more Daily Planet of World Music after 1300, as now the three-hour show from the Triple J Network, Unearthed, is now starting at 1300. In North America, of course, I'm referring to the best frequencies over here from Radio Australia in our mornings, 9580 and 12065. Getting sufficient reception from Belarus on its fundamental frequencies is difficult enough, but now it's putting out additional frequencies. Tim Bucknell in England reports to the Harmonics Yahoo group, 23460, the second harmonic of 11730, heard October 2nd at 1345 to 1400 with a program of Armenian music. 11730 also puts out spurs near its own frequency, as reported by Wolfgang Büschel in Germany, BCDX. The Polish service at 16 to 18 UT was accompanied by two very strong distorted spurious signals on both sides of 11730, ranging from 11694 to 11712 and 11751 to 11762. Last week I mentioned that the 11780 transmitter from Radio Nacional Amazonia in Brazil was once again putting out distorted spurs on the 25-meter band around 11710, 11745, and 11815. That was October 1st. I brought this to the attention of the DX community, including in Brazil, and perhaps they helped get this fixed. The following dates on October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, the spurs were steadily getting weaker, and by October 5th, they were no longer detectable. But what do you bet they come back again as they have before? Meanwhile, 6180, their other frequency, is still off the air. But according to the DRMNA group, they're thinking about using that transmitter for DRM tests, perhaps on some other frequency. Here's another report of that Chilean pirate, which is being heard in Chile and vicinity, but I've yet to see a report from another continent. It's called RCW on 7550 AM. According to Claudio Galas in Chile in the Condish list, it was on the air Friday night, UT Saturday, October 4th at 0155 with an ID, and it was relaying NHK News at 0200 to 0210, followed by Latin American music orchestras from the 50s and 60s. And then at 0255, there were some notices of new programs on the station at 0300, Samba and Bossa Nova music until 0330, 10 minutes of tangos, 10 minutes of Cuban music until 0350. And then at that time they repeated the news, presumably in Spanish, from Radio Japan, played an ID, and the national anthem of Chile, signing off around 0400. But it's very low power, quite a challenge to pick up in North America and elsewhere, but I suggest you give it a try, especially on weekends when it seems to be most active, one of its frequencies being 7550. It's been many months, if not years, since we've had any definite logs of Radio Bayrak International, the shortwave station in the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus. Round 6150, Harald Kuhl in Germany reports to the British TX Club. It's obviously not active, so I asked them about possible plans regarding the channel and now received this answer from Mustafa Tosun, General Coordinator Acting of the BRT Corporation. Unfortunately, the transmission on 6150 has been temporarily suspended. The termination of the service is also being considered to be decided by the new board of directors next year. The only remaining shortwave transmitter of HCJB in Ecuador, 6050, suddenly disappeared from the air August 12th following that big earthquake, although it was never quite clear whether this was directly a cause of the disappearance. We keep checking, but the 6050 frequency has been vacant until October 4th. Just before 0100 UT, I was getting a poor signal in Spanish and could identify it just before 0100 with an HCJB ID and their characteristic automatic and accurate time signal of 3 plus 1 pips at 0100. The last pip in this case is prolonged at the same pitch as the others and then into probably the Kichwa language. So did they fix their old transmitter or did they get a new one as they were reportedly seeking? One should also listen for their sign-off around 0500 UT when they play the national anthem. And then the other reports came in of HCJB later that UT date, October 4th at 0300. It was heard by Martin Roth in the Netherlands and by Manuel Mendez in Spain. He reports it at 0435 until sign-off at 0500. That was October 4th. Moritz von Driesche in Belgium reports it at 0200 UT on October 4th as well in the Hardcore DX. And Mark Taylor in Wisconsin reports it October 5th at 0907, already on the air in Quechua, reactivated. And I was hearing it in Spanish again, October 8th at 11:15. I received a notice, in fact, a video along with audio, the video being rather difficult to convey on this program, from Radio Space Shuttle, the Euro Pirate, announcing that it is making a comeback on the 76 and 31 meter bands from the weekend of October 17th to 20th. The frequencies to be 3905 or 3927 or 3900 and 9290 or 9270. In the British DS Club, John Hode in Kent reports another Europirate laser hot hits, unusual 4026 with good quality signal, 0625 UT, October 5th, but also on another frequency with different programming and a very good strength, 6200. It was 10 over 9. The next morning, Monday, October 6th, it was on 6205, tuned in at 0610 with a Gary Drew Sunday show. And the following evening, he says, from 2000 UT, 6205 was on the air again, but it was not laser hot hits. Instead, all Europe radio with a very good signal, and he wonders if it's really the same transmitter in sight for both stations. In the British DS Club, Remy Freys, near the Franco-German border, notes that the longwave station of DLF in Aholming, Germany, 207 kilohertz has been off the air since October 6th, allowing Morocco to be heard very strong on the channel instead. Dave Kenny in Berkshire says, in southern England, I can hear a weak signal from Iceland on 207, parallel their web stream, but not Morocco as of 2020 UT. Iceland is parallel to 189. Wolfgang Büschel explains that the 207 transmitter in Bavaria is out of service for 2 weeks annual maintenance, checking the guy wires, etc. That would be until approximately October 19th if they don't finish sooner. However, they plan to switch off this and two other long-wave transmitters permanently at the end of this year on 153 and 177 kilohertz. You never know what will happen next with ERT Open, the Greek shortwave service. On October 5th, they were 2 kilohertz off frequency, 9418 instead of 9420, first noted by Robin Harwood in Tasmania using an SDR in Holland. That was at 0426 UT. I soon found them on 9418 as well when I checked at 0520 and later reported the same date on 9418 by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria. But by the next day, they were back on 9420, as if nothing had happened. No shortwave from Hong Kong, of course, but John Filiozzi has been monitoring RTHK3 on the web, a 24-hour English station with a traditional full-service schedule, about its coverage of the pro-democracy Occupy demonstrations. He says that pretty much down the middle, giving more or less equal time to those favoring and opposing the movement. This extends to reporting official government and police pronouncements, as well as responses to them by both those prominent and participating in the Occupy movement. Coverage had been contained mostly within regular newscasts and discussions, with regular programming continuing as scheduled. Go to program, spelled the British way, .rthk.hk, and look for the link to Radio 3, where live streaming is obtainable, as well as through the TuneIn smartphone app and other audio streaming amalgamating services. RTHK3 also offers archived audio podcasts of news and other programming, as well as print news and information. And there's a program schedule as well. Hong Kong is UT plus 8. And because of the situation, you may have difficulty getting a connection, but you may want to keep trying. In DX India, Joe's Jacob says, the shortwave frequencies of All India Radio in Jaipur on 5040 and 6040 are not heard lately. The station told me the transmitter's under repair. They hope to be back on shortwave in a few days. That was as of October 7th. The schedule is on 5040 in UT, midnight 25 to 4:45, and 11:30 to 17:41, and on the day frequency 6040, 0446 until 0915. Opposition in Ireland to RTE's plan to close down their longwave service, 252 kHz, October 27th. Mike Terry sends a story from RTE News itself that it's been urged to reconsider the decision by Ireland's Catholic bishops, who say the loss of the service would mean fewer people would be able to listen to religious programs, concerned that people living in rural areas in Northern Ireland and the UK will be worst affected. RTE says that only 2% of listeners to that station do so on longwave. The bishops say serving a marginal audience should be a priority for the national public service broadcaster. Well, that would prolong violation of separation of church and state, wouldn't it? But I see in WRTH, RTE is classified as a statutory corporation that may evade governmental status, but it is the only national broadcaster. And another story called RTE Accused of Ignoring Diaspora with Longwave Radio X appeared in the Irish Post of October 3rd. That's in the new DX Listening Digest as well, in case you can't find it. Thanks also to Mike Terry. Shiokaze, the service from Japan to North Korea about abductions, can once again call itself Sea Breeze because they've resumed English broadcasts after missing a couple of weeks. Ivo Ivanov says English had resumed as of October 2nd, again on Thursdays only, 13:30 to 14:30 on 6020 and 16 to 17 UT on 6165. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz. This is World of Radio 1742. Check our website for much more info, worldofradio.com, which is completely non-commercial, as is this program, thus relying on your financial support on a voluntary basis, none of which, however, has been received in the past week. One may contribute by check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, or via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Ron Howard in California says, for many years now, Dan Sheedy and I have enjoyed monitoring Malaysian stations. On September 29th, Dan made the fascinating discovery that Limbang FM programming is being carried via YFM. This is scheduled, however, for only half a sesquihour at 13:15 UTs on Mondays on 11665 when they break away from YFM programming. As Ron also heard it on October 6th from 13:16 until 1400 with IDs and jingles for Limbang FM, pop songs, conversations in vernacular. Limbang is one of the services and towns apparently in Sarawak. Like YFM is also from Sarawak, being relayed from Peninsular Malaysia. Listening to Mexico's only shortwave station, and it is a cultural or educational station, XEPPM on 6185 is currently much easier than it used to be because Brazil remains silent, as I mentioned, on 6180. And instead of signing off at 0500 UT, on October 5th only, Manuel Mendez in Spain and I both heard it on the air more than an hour later. I heard them cut the carrier at 0604, but he reports hearing them until 0610. Anyhow, we both find that an improvement in their scheduling and wish they would stay on much later than 0500. Terry Kruger in Florida also notes something strange about their medium wave frequency, 1060 kilohertz. It was off frequency about 1060.1, he says, on October 4th at 11:13 UT when it was unidentified. On October 5th, he was checking earlier, was not hearing it at 1010 UT, but at 1027. It was again on the off frequency, the national anthem at 1100. He wonders if they're using two different transmitters, the alleged 20 kilowatt night power tuned properly, and the 100 kilowatt day power out of whack, slightly off frequency. I checked also for this October 7th at 0234 and found it slightly high in frequency and parallel to 6185 at that hour. Didn't seem as far as 100 hertz off, but the station in Farwell, Texas, KIJN, is always off frequency, also on the high side, making a fast subaudible heterodyne with anything else. At this time, there was dead air from KIJN, which is supposed to be a daytimer only, and this was well after sunset, but at other times, we hear them modulating well into the night with praise music in Spanish or preaching. On a day expedition in Michigan, Harold Froge reports the Antichrist pro-Yahweh pirate YHWH, this time on 7340 a.m., October 4th from 0304 past 0314. The Yahweh dude was pontificating on animal sacrifices. He said no animal sacrifice can possibly save us. Sounds very vegetarian. He seemed to start closing with Thank you for tuning in. The voice of the Yahweh God at 0310, but then kept on pontificating. Harold says, I did not hang around for the usual creepy closing of I love you. I've finally been getting some Tropospheric TV and FM DX this fall, October 7th and 8th in the mornings, from Oklahoma and neighboring states, so far no further than 300 miles. Mostly digital TV on UHF as far as Dallas and Amarillo. Although major seasonal time and frequency changes will not come till the end of October, Alan Rowe heard Radio Romania International announced that it's already made some significant changes to its programming within the already scheduled broadcast as of October 3rd in the English service. Among the changes, Skylark will be aired on Tuesdays instead of Thursdays. That's their traditional music show, one of our favorites. On Wednesdays, Partners in a Changing World is no longer heard, but will be included on Thursdays. Wednesdays instead will feature Pick of the Week and Living Romania. Most important changes are on Thursday. They say no longer running listeners' letterbox, but only on Sundays and repeated on Mondays. Thursdays instead has Partners in a Changing World and two new shows, Expat in Romania, a series on foreign citizens there, and the latest in music news from the Romanian music scene, and lots of music to listen to. Jazz shows air on Saturdays and rerun on Sundays. Sunday studio's duration will be reduced to 20 minutes instead of 40. Every other Sunday, when it is not broadcast, there'll be a new show, Panorama, a selection of the best features from the past 2 weeks. Solomon Islands has again been running overtime on its day frequency, 9545, instead of going to 5020 at 0500. Koji Hashimoto in Japan reports on October 5th he was hearing 9545 between 0638 and 0807. Dave Volk in Pennsylvania, CumRadioX, also reports at the same date at 0749 with a fair signal. But Ron Howard in California says, by the time I got to the beach at 10:40, they were back on 5020. They, however, left the carrier on well past their end of audio programming at 11:59. It was still on by 13:31. And October 6th, the open carrier on 5020 was still on at 14:05 with no audio. Frustrating to hear. Decent signal, but no programming to enjoy. I too barely picked up 9545, a just barely audible carrier October 7th at 0547. From South Carolina, none. We're no longer hearing any Overcomer ministry on WBCQ. And Ivo Ivanov reports, Brother Stair is also gone from World Harvest Radio, WHRI. Well, that leaves in the U.S. at least five transmitters of WRMI, WWRB, WTWW, and WWCR. Surely those should be sufficiently redundant. It's finally official, I think, the date and time for Radio Exterior de España to delete all shortwave broadcasting. October 14th at 2200 UT. That's just in time for the newly scheduled 5-hour foreign language rotation overnight on webcast only. I heard this announced in Spanish October 3rd at 14:05 on 21610 and 21640. They're playing this as a modernization to delete all shortwave and broadcast only on the internet and satellite television. Meanwhile, enjoy the last few days of English programming from Spain on shortwave 6055, of course, is their nightly hour to North America at midnight UT, and to Europe and Africa. It's a split schedule, Monday through Friday at 19 to 20 on 9665 and 11615, and Saturdays and Sundays at 21 to 22 on 9660. That is, unless quite a protest movement succeeds, launched mainly by shortwave fans in Spain itself. Americans and Canadians might try writing to the respective ambassadors from Spain in Washington and Ottawa. First broadcast of Song of India, the new program from PCJ Radio International, as expected, came in very well here, thanks to a relay via WRMI 7570 aimed across North America, UT Sunday, October 5th, from midnight until 0200. Keith was playing quite a variety of music and inviting requests, and not limited to Songs of India alone. And he tells me that there will be another new program the following week at the same time, UT Sunday, October 12th, from midnight to 2 on 7570. In case you're wondering if WWV is still active on 25 MHz, it is. Heard by Fabrizio Magrone in Italy, bclnews.it, October 5th at 1640 UT. And also reported by Harold Froge in Michigan, October 3rd at 2235. He also reports the studio relay on 11 meters of KLDE, El Dorado, Texas, had been heard several times on 25910, but October 3rd at 1649, he was hearing it in parallel, also on 25990 in the FM mode. Both went off at 1650. Also heard October 3rd at 2234. And ID went 104.9 KLDE El Dorado and 105.3 K287AT San Angelo. The same only on 25910 is also reported by Rich D'Angelo in Pennsylvania and the NASA flash sheet October 4th at 1915 to 2006. He says, while it was in the FM mode, reception was actually quite good in the regular AM mode. And soon heard as well by another Pennsylvanian, John Cooper. Kim Elliott says the VOA radiograms are now testing on the Radio Marti. This service, of course, is jammed, so this should give a good indication of how robust the MFSK-16 system is against a jammed service. There are three 57-second transmissions every night, starting at 40 seconds past 0558, 758, and 858 UT on medium wave 1180, 6030 shortwave, the first one also on 7405, and the others also on 5980. I was hoping they would include some counter-revolutionary message, but it was just a test in English, as Roger in Germany was able to copy them to his surprise. WRMI is now set up to broadcast the latest World of Radio on all the frequencies. No longer repeats of previous weeks, such as Fridays at 2130 UT on 7570 and 15770, and our new broadcast Sundays at 2300 on 11580. Ivo Ivanov reminds us that Radio Sana'a Yemen is sometimes on the air in English at 18 to 19 UT on 6135. Heard October 2nd and 4th, but not on the 3rd. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices peaking at 15 and 4 October 16th, 20 and 5 on the 21st. Solar flux rising from 110 October 13th to 145 on the 16th to 18th, and down to 120 by October 30th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, 1742.